last word on Today FM.
Time for the last word of music with D Ready and John Cadell. And I'm actually going to, before we get to the All Together Now festival, which takes place this weekend, get your picks of the week to start. Because I know, John, if I start with yours, it'll put you in a good mood between now and 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but you also run into the danger, Matt, that I won't talk about anything else other than this artist for the entire 20-minute duration. Anyway, those in the know will know that there's a new Billy Joel documentary out. It's 5 hours, two and a half hour parts. And it's made by HBO, so you know it's going to be quality.
Is it out on this side of the Atlantic?
It is. I checked. It is available for customers of Sky. Also, Now TV have some HBO content, but it's not on there yet. I've been ogling the app.
But it'll be on Sky Documentaries, is it?
Not sure, but Sky, people who have the Sky... the Sky broadcast,
Sky Box.
The Box, have HBO content,
okay.
All the HBO Max content. So lucky them, I'll be going to one of your houses to
I don't have one.
But anyway, it's called Billy Joel and So It Goes. And just after the second part of the documentary debuted the other night, well, if Columbia Records didn't release a 155-song playlist of Billy Joel, previously unavailable rarities, my name isn't John Cadell. Now, there's 155 tracks. Many of them are just sort of like snippets of Billy talking, but there's some amazing stuff, some rare live stuff, some demo versions, some stuff from his early band, The Hassles, in the late 60s, which really has to be heard to be believed. It's basically Hammond organ and drums. But it's just a treasure trove for Billy Joel fans. So we're going to take a track from it. And I know this song is strangely popular with millennials and Generation Zers. This is a version of Vienna taken from a Q&A session.
Ultravox is Vienna.
What?
Ultravox is Vienna, no?
No.
Oh, there's a Billy Joel one.
Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. It's actually his favourite song of all his songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
There you go now.
Billy used to go, and still does, go around to the universities doing Q&As, and he'd play a bit of piano as well. And this is taken from a Q&A session in Nuremberg with his dad and brother in the audience.
I'm here with my brother and my father. It's sort of a family reunion. This is Howard Joel. This is from my father. Tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day.
That song. It actually came on in a restaurant I was in recently and was preceded by Grease is the Word and an ABBA song.
Brilliant.
And my boyfriend asked me if I should check, had my phone accidentally synced with the speakers in the in the restaurant, because it was all stuff that I would play.
Or had you
regularly
fallen into the 1970s?
Well, indeed.
Yeah. But anyway, who doesn't love Billy Joel? 155 songs, many of them, as I said, snippets of Billy talking, snippets from the documentary book. If you're a Billy Joel fan, it's available purely only on streaming. So it's only a digital release, but all the major streaming services and also YouTube.
Your pick of the week, Dee, is someone who will be performing at All Together Now and already has a sold-out show for the Three Arena in December. It's CMAT.
Yes, the fabulous CMAT. She released this song, Eurocountry, last week. Not in time, unfortunately, for the last word then. So I said I would have it as my pick this week. It's absolutely fantastic. It's about growing up during the financial crisis of 2008, and it really references the hardships that people faced at the time, but I think it's such an interesting way because she's telling it through her own eyes as a kid at the time and what she witnessed in the world around her. There's you know, I think she was about 12, she says, when it was happened, and she, what she saw happening with the families around her and the stresses that the parents were going through. It's absolutely superb. I think one of her best yet, has a fantastic video to go along with it. And then it caused a little bit of controversy last week also, because BBC in the UK had gotten the world debut for the radio play, and there was a bit missing from
it. I don't think it was the BBC's fault.
No, it has come out since. They have said that they only played
the
radio edit that was given to them by the label. But for people that maybe haven't heard this section of it, the song starts with about 40 seconds of CMAT in Irish.
Okay, here's Euro Country.
God is God, will make moonlight. I count for love again. August passing, tuck new. I am needs to act that. It's still in my heart, my head. Need a focus, a sky.
Song,
it's beautiful,
it?
And it really, I mean, that's probably the least poppy part of it. It kicks into a sort of chorus then later on, which is really, really catchy. And I'd say certain people would be very, very upset at how catchy it is, because one of the lines is, all the big boys, all the birdies, all the envelopes, yeah, they hurt me. She's a fantastic artist, and in fairness to the BBC, they have actually played it twice in full since. It's 5 minutes long. So, you know, to give them credit where credit's due.
And you can assume she'll be playing it all together now.
No doubt. I think that one's going to do really, really well for her.
Great lineup, particularly when you consider great names like Wet Leg and English Teacher D.
Yes, absolutely. So not only great names in terms of what they represent as part of the music industry, Matt, but great names in terms of what they represent for the English language. I think we can three of us agree.
Yes, John?
Look, they're good bands, but... Special Request is my new favourite. Special Request, I'm sure they're a brilliant band, but Jesus. Wet Leg, English Teacher and Special Request, I don't see it on a t-shirt.
You strike me as the kind of, you know, DJ who holds little truck for Special Request.
Well, no, I don't mind, but like calling your band Special Request, and then you look at like the other, Primal Scream, now that's a name that evokes something. The Boomtown Rats is a brilliant band name, because it says danger. It says danger, it says glamour. Special Request.
I think it's funny playing words.
And we know it's nothing to do with the bloody Isle of Wight or something, but English Teacher, I mean, stop. But anyway, we've been down this track before.
Yeah. Too many
times. Given that you've mentioned Primal Scream, a bit of Primal Scream music, a bit of Country Girl.
I mean, there's a band here called Funk Assault. I'd never heard of them, but I'd go and see them.
The It's wide open, really, for a band to call themselves Cadell's Curmudgeons.
Yeah,
see how they get on. Yeah. How would you feel about that?
Well, if they gave me some of the rights, yeah.
Are you going? Because I know there's quite a contingent of FM people heading off to see Altogether Now. Three days over the weekend. No day tickets, apparently.
And I believe
you have to
not,
commit.
Yeah.
You commit for the weekend.
Yeah, so
as it should be.
Yeah, there's a lot of people heading along too. It's established itself as one of the premier festivals in the country. It really has over the last 5-6 years. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. There'll be a mass exodus from here, and I'd say from lots of workplaces on Friday morning.
Were you saying Go Loud are doing a stage?
Yes, there's the Go Loud Lounge, which has people and podcasts from lots of our stations and brands. So that's happening across the entire weekend there from Friday till Sunday. So check that out if you're
And of course the headliners this year, Bob Villain is going to be there.
Bob Villain.
Right.
Yeah.
But the headliners are going to be Nelly Furtado and Ireland's own Fontaines DC. It's amazing to be young. And also London Grammar are playing as well.
Yeah, their only Irish festival set of the year, I think. To be fair, it's an absolutely cracking lineup, and such a good lineup that when the unfortunate news that Michael Kiwanuka was no longer going to be able to appear, I think, you know, any other festival lineup, that would be such a massive gap in the schedule now. But there is so much there for people to see.
Well, there is, and it's also comedy. You've got Ardla Hanlon, Tommy Tiernan, Emma Doran, Neil Delamere, Michael Fry, Colm O'Regan, Sean Burke, many others as well.
Yeah. And there's Talks in the Tent and Brunch in the Bandstand as well are back for this year. I just noticed John Grant is playing.
I
realised at the time.
Now you'd have gone if you'd known that.
Now I'd love to go. Yeah.
And a good straightforward name.
Yeah, absolutely. Solid. You know what you're getting.
Hey, isn't it gas that after all of the suggestions that Beyonce's conversion or reconversion to country hadn't gone well and that the gigs weren't selling out, she has actually managed to give us the highest grossing country tour ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has she though?
Well, yes, she has, because it is a country album, and it
Called by Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, listen, while you look skeptically at Dee, have a listen to a bit of Yaya.
Lovely.
Says that's not country, that's soul.
Yeah. I would take issue with whoever it is claiming that is the highest grossing country tour ever. Beyonce didn't build her career on country music. She has, of course, embraced it recently. But it's like saying after Radiohead left EMI that they have the highest grossing tour for an independent artist.
I think, though, to be fair, the whole point of this trio of albums, there's still one to come, is reclaiming music genres
that began with, but
her take on country is through that prism. And actually, look, that was one of my favourite songs on the album, but it might be one of the least country-esque on it.
But when she performs Crazy in Love on the tour, does she do it with a slide guitar and some banjos? No, she doesn't. She's faithful to the recorded version. When she brings out Destiny's Child, which she did the other night, brilliant to see, and they did Baby Boy, Losing My Breath. Did they do it in a country style-y? I get that this is a country album. I get the Cowboy character is a country album and that she's performing songs from it, but she's also doing a hell of a lot of her back catalogue, which is soul, R&B and brilliant pop. So it's not a country tour.
But the album that's been toured, the only album that's played in full on this tour is...
Doesn't matter, it's not a country
tour. The country one.
Grand, but it's not a country tour.
Well, either way... Everybody else that's reporting on it disagrees with you. Okay. And it's also the shortest tour to ever reach.
Then I must be wrong.
Well, I mean...
Ed says Beyoncé is a disgrace to country music.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, people are treading very carefully about what they say with regard to Beyoncé and country music. She herself put it best by saying, you know, country music is... Every music comes from the blues and from black people. We know that. But people are being very sort of funny about her and sniffy about her embracing country. I just don't think that on a tour that plays a lot of your new album, which is a country album, and all of your biggest hits, which aren't, isn't a country tour. Call me facetious.
To some ears, that would sound sniffy. Well, it's not.
It's just reality.
John Sniffy.
I know, right?
Can you not take me valid point without flagging me off?
Sorry, John.
Cooper.
Everyone knows it's not a country album.
It's a country album.
Says another. It is a country album.
Yeah, it's just not a country tour.
God, you'd have whiplash. You might as well be doing rodeo with the amount of back and forth.
I don't know.
It's like giving out about Taylor Swift, says the listener. It's the fans who make it worse. Beyoncé is not country. There you are. I have to finish up. I'm told we're finished. So there you go.
Continue this off air, Matt. I'll have you know.
Oh, you always do. You always do. Thank you very much, John Cadell and D Ready.
The Last Word on Today FM.